Welcome to Union City Radio for Wednesday, October 21st. This is Chris Garlock with the latest labor news, updates, and history from the Metro Washington Labor Council. Glennie Gonzalez was anxious. It was late May, and the University of Maryland College Park, the flagship institution of the University System of Maryland, had just called her back to her job as a residential facilities housekeeper. The university wanted staff like Glennie to clean up after students returning to retrieve their belongings left behind during the abrupt campus shutdown in March. COVID-19 case numbers in Maryland were still high, and the highest case count was in Prince George's County, where the campus is located. Despite this, and despite the stay-at-home order in place, Glennie's supervisor told her she was required to come to work. She soon began noticing symptoms of COVID-19, and she was hospitalized days later. So began AFSCME's fight over the health and safety of workers at public universities in Maryland. You can read more on our website, dclabor.org. On today's Labor Counter, join Progressive Maryland People's Action and Public Citizen to demand a people's vaccine today at 12:30 at the Botanic Garden, 100 Maryland Avenue, Southwest. For details and all the latest labor events, check out our labor calendar at dclabor.org. Click on calendar. In today's labor history, on this date in 1933, in an attempt to raise the price of milk, Wisconsin dairy farmers began the third major milk strike of the year in the state. During the Great Depression, farmers who produced milk for bottling were able to remain solvent, but those who produced milk for cheese, butter, and other uses were driven into poverty. Today's labor quote is by Sue Carney, longtime member and leader in the American Postal Workers Union. Sue Carney, who said, "At the core, labor unions are working men and women, unified as one force. Despite any personal differences that may exist between us, we have banded together to protect and improve the lives of workers. We rise up together for the greater good. We defend one another like family." Union City Radio is supported by our friends at Union Plus. Find out more at unionplus.org. And you can support Union City Radio by contributing to WPFW's fall fundraising campaign. Call 202-588-9739 or 1-800-222-9739. Pledge on Cash App, $WPFW, or you can pledge online at WPFWFM.org. Click on Donate Now. And thank you.
Because the union, oh, yeah, the union.
Oh, yeah.
Good will.